Thank you, Darren. A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. South Africa closed off day two of the opening test against Sri Lanka at Kingsmead with a lead of 281 runs as the Proteas put up 132 for 3 in the second innings. And the hosts earlier dismantled Sri Lanka for a slender 42 runs in the first innings as Marco Jansen starred with 7 for 13, the second best figures by a left-arm fast bowler in test cricket. Now before that, the Proteas managed to post 191 after being put into bat first in the first innings. Aidan Markram extended it with a 47, while Tony DeZorzi and Vian Mulder added 17 and 15 respectively before falling victim to the Sri Lankan bowling attack. And then over to some rugby. The Sharks will look to add to their tally of victories over United Rugby Championship title holders when they host the Stormers at Kings Park tomorrow. Now, they beat Glasgow Warriors and Munster, who won the previous year. Back in the side are several Springboks, props Oxenchair and Vincent Koch, captain Siya Kolisi, who will lead the side in the absence of the injured Eben Etzebeth, brothers Jaden and Jordan Hendrickse, Makazolo Mampimpi, Lukanyo Am, Apelele Fasi and Grant Williams. Kickoff to that clash is at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then closing off with some football, Manchester United came back from 2-1 down to beat Bodo Glimt 3-2 in the Europa League and claim a first victory under new manager Ruben Amorim. Tottenham conceded late to draw 2-2 with Roma. They now below Rangers outside the automatic qualification spots for the last 16 after the Scottish Premiership side won 4-1 away to Nice. But Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou isn't too concerned.
We just lacked a little bit of that clinical edge to finish the game off. But overall, you know, this whole European competition for us, I've had some challenges within the first 5 games. So we're in a strong position and, yeah, that's the main thing.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.